Pennsylvania is one step closer to joining a regional cap-and-trade program to cut its carbon emissions from power generation. The state's independent Environmental Quality Board, which oversees environmental regulations, voted 15-4 on Tuesday to adopt the final regulation that would allow Pennsylvania to join 11 other states in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt is our resident expert on REGI, and she's here now to talk about this latest development. Rachel, first, REGI is a cap-and-trade program. What are the basics of how it works?
So in a cap-and-trade program, carbon emissions are not free. So a price goes on carbon emissions per ton. Power plants that emit carbon have to pay for each ton that they do emit. And so there is an overall cap, and the cap does get smaller over time. And so the goal of a cap-and-trade program like this is to reduce emissions and have emitters pay for them as they are also reducing.
And where does the money go?
The money goes to the states in REGI, and they're allowed to use the money for pretty much anything that they would want to, but most invested in energy efficiency, clean energy programs, greenhouse gas abatement. They have also used them for some economic development and things like that.
What are the advantages of Pennsylvania joining the program?
So Governor Wolf signed an executive order back in October of 2019 directing the Department of Environmental Protection to create a regulation that would allow the state to join REGI. And that's part of his overall greenhouse gas reduction goals for the Commonwealth. He wants to reduce them 26% by 2025 and 80% by 2050. That's compared to 2005 levels. Pennsylvania could avoid between 97 and 227 million tons of carbon emissions by 2030 by participating in REGI. That's according to some projections from the DEP. That's a big decrease from what our trajectory is right now. And then by avoiding those emissions, DEP also estimates there could be billions of dollars in healthcare savings.
At the meeting, Haley Book, Senior Advisor for Energy and Climate at DEP, said through the program, reducing carbon emissions over 10 years will also reduce other air pollutants like nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxide and their health impacts.
639 avoided premature deaths, 500,000 less minor restricted activity days, avoided lost work days, avoided school days for children, less instances of asthma, and less people with respiratory issues.
And then because you're charging for emissions and you're able to reinvest that money, there could also be some economic benefits, some job creation.
There are vocal opponents of Pennsylvania joining REGI. Who are they and what are their arguments?
So it's a lot of Republican lawmakers who control the legislature. But it's not exclusively Republicans. There are some Democrats, especially those who represent coal and gas areas that could be affected by this policy. There's also a coalition of labor and business groups that will be affected by the regulation, some boilermakers, electrical workers who make their living in coal-fired power plants, and they don't want to see those jobs go away or move.
Republican State Senator Gene Yaw, chairman of the Senate Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, said he's opposed REGI from day one. He said joining REGI will close coal-fired power plants and impact local communities.
What about the millions in taxes that power plant pays? What about the impact on the school district? Where are they going to get the money?
In the legislature, they also claim that the fee on carbon amounts to a tax, that really the legislature is only supposed to have the power to tax businesses or people in the state of Pennsylvania. So they also argue it's unconstitutional.
What about the idea that this is going to cost Pennsylvania jobs?
Well, proponents of REGI say that it can create jobs in the clean energy and energy efficiency spaces, but those might not exist in the same place where we're going to lose jobs. And I think we are going to lose jobs. I've talked to economists who look specifically at coal communities. They have already been losing jobs. And I don't say that to minimize any future losses, but it's just to say that it's already sort of been hard. We've already seen it start to play out. But it is likely that we are going to lose these types of jobs under REGI because coal will be less competitive.
It's been a journey to get to this vote. Can you briefly go over the steps and obstacles it's taken to get here?
Sure. So after Governor Wolf signed the executive order, DEP went to work coming up with a draft proposal that was released early 2020. And in the spring, they put it before a few advisory boards that they have under DEP They were not fans of the draft regulation. The Citizens Advisory Council, the Air Quality Technical Advisory Council, and the Small Business Compliance Advisory Council, all of them did not recommend the regulation to the Environmental Quality Board, which is in charge of promulgating environmental regulations in the state. It still went to EQB in September. They voted to move forward with the regulation. It was open for public comment. DEP got thousands of comments, over 14,000 comments on this regulation. They revised it. They made a few changes that included some environmental justice principles and more protections for cogeneration facilities, that's combined heat and power, and waste coal power plants. Represented it to the advisory committees. They approved those changes, recommended the regulation this time, and then finally went to EQB on Tuesday. And in this whole regulatory process, the legislature has tried to step in as well. Because Republicans who control the legislature feel they are being denied a voice in this process, they have written and passed a few bills that would require legislative approval for Pennsylvania to join a cap and trade program such as REGI. Governor Wolf vetoed one of those bills that passed last year and last session, and a new bill is sitting in the legislature right now, and Representative Daryl Metcalf, who represents Butler County, a Republican, and who is on the Environmental Quality Board, he says that they will take up that bill again this fall.
So now that the Environmental Quality Board voted to approve this final regulation for Pennsylvania to join REGI, what's next?
There's still a few more sort of bureaucratic regulatory approvals that it needs before it can be promulgated. It will go to the Independent Regulatory Review Commission, which determines if the rule is in the public interest. It also goes to the Attorney General's office, which makes sure that the regulation doesn't conflict with any existing law. So the Wolf administration is hoping to officially join the program in early 2022. There could be some challenges also ahead. Secretary of the DEP, Patrick McDonnell, has said in the past that he expects a legal challenge to this regulation. And again, the legislature could attempt, again, to override the rule with a bill or something else.
What's the significance of Pennsylvania joining REGI?
Pennsylvania is the first major fossil fuel producing state to put a price on carbon emissions, to join this type of a program. Pennsylvania is a large electricity producer. We're a net exporter of electricity, so we have a large power sector that creates a lot of emissions. We make more emissions in our power sector in Pennsylvania than some small countries like Greece or Sweden. And so for Pennsylvania to take this kind of a step is fairly meaningful in this move towards putting our carbon emissions in check, trying to lower them to address climate change.
If a Republican governor is elected next year, where does that leave REGI? Could DEP abandon it?
If a Republican governor is elected, this rule will be under their power to either leave the program or change it in some way. There is a lot of local control in the states, so we could still be a part of REGI, but sort of change how we do things in the state, or it could be up to a Republican governor to move the state out of it. I believe this happened in New Jersey when there was a change in power. It joined originally, and then I believe it was Governor Chris Christie who pulled the state out. It has since rejoined. So it is possible that this is not the last we have heard of REGI.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and we'll keep following your reporting.
Thank you.
Rachel McDevitt reports for State Impact Pennsylvania. And there's more about REGI at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.